This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of Shasta Regional Community Foundation, North Valley Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
I'm Deborah Lucero with Shasta County Arts Council, the lead agency for the Redding Cultural District.
My name is John Truitt. I'm the executive director of Viva Downtown Redding, which is the National Main Street organization in downtown Redding, and I'm also a board member of Shasta County Arts Council.
One of the most exciting projects that we've been working on is the Redding Cultural District. What it's done is created this umbrella that we can use to mobilize the community under arts and culture initiatives. It's a two-year pilot program. There are no monies attached to this. You don't get a big old fat grant with it. We get $5,000 per year to write a report for the first 2 years on what we're doing in our district as part of their pilot program so that we can help the state better serve the rest of the state when they open it up again in 2019 to other communities.
I think that who benefited immediately from this task, putting together this application, were the partners themselves. We became so much more familiar with the assets that other people possess, and as well as bringing our own assets to the fore. We also became so aware of, you know, sort of the social importance of art. One of the things that folks were impressed with was that there were business people, property developers, people from public health. There were so many people from different walks of life that understand how culture and art is important economically, socially, into making a whole community. And that was a great thing for us to experience and to share with everybody else.
In the North State, one of the things we hear is the lack of opportunity here in terms of jobs A lot of people think that the North State ends in San Francisco, or that Northern California is San Francisco. We're about to change that image, and with that change are going to be opportunities, whether they're in the tourism industry, arts, education. We want to invite artists to come up and have residencies here. We live in one of the most beautiful areas in the state, and yet few people venture this far. I mean, they really don't realize how truly far north we are. So I think that in terms of benefiting the area and the region, it's going to benefit everyone along the I-5 corridor because we are going to become a destination.
The first thing that I would hope is that the designation, the official designation, changes our perception about ourselves, that there is a state arts council, you know, representing arts in one of the most artistic cultural regions on the planet. I mean, this is the same place that's the State Arts Council for Hollywood, for San Francisco. And this is the organization that recognizes Redding as having these cultural assets that are important, that are vital, that are vibrant. They think this is a place that people should go. And how that's going to change our perception of ourselves, I think is tremendous.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio, and have just heard about the Redding Cultural District, a new project of Shasta County Arts Council, a nonprofit partner of Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Learn more or hear archive editions at mynspr.org.